B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah. We're going to, you know, we practice. So
7 WROR,
the ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah. We're going to, you know, we practice. So we're going to have a sharp show today.
Did we? Were we supposed to practice?
Well, we keep, you know, we keep in good shape.
Not we do. Like the we do.
Well, okay.
What show are you thinking of?
I'm talking about, you know, we're going to have a tight, fun, well-oiled show.
You think so, huh?
Yeah, feel good about it.
Oh, well,
not
okay.
Not like what we saw yesterday at Gillette Stadium. Yeah. That was not a finely oiled machine. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Finely oiled.
A oiled machine.
Well-oiled. Maybe, yeah.
That was not a well-oiled machine.
No.
It was sloppy. You could tell they were not rehearsed, not practiced. Unlike us.
Yeah, unlike us.
Right.
Unlike Tom Brady. He did well yesterday.
Wow.
Yesterday was like this. Yesterday.
I know where you're going.
It's like when you get into a fight with your boyfriend, your current boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then you go on your ex's social media
there.
And you're like, he seems so happy and I'm not.
Right. Yeah. You definitely had ex-boyfriend syndrome yesterday.
Yep.
And not only that, because I thought about you on the way in about the game and how you would see it. I knew you'd see it as an ex-boyfriend situation. Tom being the ex.
Yeah.
But then you also have to throw in the other ex that got away as well. Jimmy G.
Oh, that one,
He looked great yesterday.
I think he was a fling. I mean, I don't really care about that guy. He was like a fling.
Yeah, but he could have come in to take the ex's place.
That's fine, but it's better. Jimmy G was just that fling you have that you think of fondly, and you're like, good for him.
Right.
Hope it all works out.
Oh, dear.
Tom Brady is the long-term relationship where you're like,
Oh, God.
Oh, I got it down pat.
Yeah, you know, I knew you would. I knew you'd somehow make football, you know, a
dating. Bachelorette.
Yes, it is. So there you go. Yeah, that was tough yesterday. It's only the first time Zolak's been wrong all week, all season, rather. He's picked every game, and he was off, but we could have won it. It was just what could have been.
Yep.
But
I get it.
You know, don't lose faith. Guess who's coming to town next week? Or guess where we're going?
Who?
Jimmy G.
Oh,
so
we're
you
going
get to
over
see
there?
Your ex-fling. Are we going to San Francisco, Brian? We must
I
be.
I don't know.
We'll check it out, but I think we're going to see the ex.
Oh, all right. Well, that'll be like your new boyfriend with your fling.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh,
where's
let's
the
see.
Game? The game's here.
Oh, the game's here.
Oh, your ex is coming to see you.
Oh, all right.
Oh, he's
popping in and being like,
to see
hey,
how
what's
things
up?
Have been.
Yep.
Right.
That's going to be awkward.
There you go. Yeah, it's going to be awkward. And Cam's going to be, you'll like him better than me, don't you?
Right, exactly.
I can tell.
What are you looking at him like that
the way
for?
You looked at him. All righty. Pat's loss. You win because today, your 80s artist of the day is Hall & Oates.
Oh, good.
And it is the final days.
The final days.
Yes. You hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Final days.
The final days.
I'll remember it this time because I have oatmeal and Hall & Oates.
Okay, that's good.
Hall & Oates.
All right, Hall & Oates. be hauling your oats at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, uh-huh.
$500 up for grabs three times today. It's at 8, noon, and 4. Remember, it's the final days.
The final days.
Yeah.
ROR Morning Show
with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
It's 6:20. Cool things brought to you by WGN America. Facts, not opinion. News, not talk. Watch News Nation every night at 8/7 Central on WGN America. Check your local listings. It's your news. It's your nation. Okay, LBF, what's cool?
Thankful pumpkins. I don't know what they're thankful for. They're getting carved up, but thankful pumpkins.
Okay.
It's a new trend, and I like it.
Well, you got me. Let's find out. Okay. Brian Bell, what's cool?
You know, if you're homeschooling with your kids and you're just learning all sorts of fun animals, like if they're in kindergarten, and you think, when am I going to need to know what a ring-tailed lemur is?
Yeah.
I'll tell you when.
That's great. Okay. And just when you thought 2020 could not get worse.
Oh, no.
Yes, Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson has some more bad news for you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Well, we just, you need to know.
Do I?
It's one of those, you'll need to prep.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Go.
All right. So this author, she has this idea, and I like this concept. So it's 2020, as you have just pointed out, has been a difficult year. People want to look at the bright side. So she decided to take a big pumpkin at Halloween and every day have her, you know, her and members of her family write down what they're thankful for. And, you know, you write it all the way around the pumpkin, and then you have this thankful pumpkin that you keep until Thanksgiving, and then you read off all the things that people have been thankful for the past month.
Think that pumpkin's going to last?
Yeah. Isn't that sweet?
It's great. You go first.
I do it.
Yeah.
We play a game in my house.
Yeah? What's that?
Well, when we have dinner together as a whole family, we do, like, what was the best part of the day, worst part of the day, surprise part of the day, and act of kindness.
That's really nice.
And then everyone goes around the table and does it.
Just the three of you?
No, because it's boring with just us.
Oh, you need the whole...
So we have to have the rest of our family.
Yeah,
I should have had more kids.
Yeah.
I would have more fun. Yeah. But, yeah.
You're like, I know what you did all day.
Okay. Exactly. I was right here with you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I didn't miss anything.
My surprise part of the day is nothing.
Yeah, right. Hey, let's all finish our dinner, please.
Can't we just, for once, finish our dinner game?
Anyway, a thankful pumpkin's the way to go.
Sounds wonderful, LBF. All right, Brian.
All right. Well, last week in San Francisco, at their zoo, a 21-year-old ring-tailed lemur was kidnapped.
Yeah.
But you know who cracked the case?
Yeah.
A 5-year-old. The next day, apparently the lemur escaped from its kidnapper, and this 5-year-old kid spotted Mackie, the 21-year-old ring-tailed lemur, in the parking lot across from, like, his daycare and said, "Hey, Mom, call the zookeeper. I saw a ring-tailed lemur."
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
And they called, and the zoo came out, and they got Mackie back all safe and sound.
Now Mackie's back in town.
That's right. The zoo donated $2,000 to the kid's school and gave his family a free membership to the zoo for the life, for their
lifetime
membership to the zoo.
Jeez, that's expensive.
Just for being able to spot that ring-tailed lemur. So nice
job. He's back.
That's good
to know.
Yeah.
Mackie's back.
Neil
deGrasse Tyson, you know who he is, right? He's an astrophysicist, super smart guy.
No wonder I don't know who he is.
Well, no, but you'd like him because he really...
Has he ever dated a real housewife?
Yes.
No, he's too smart.
Okay. All right.
He said he was very smart. He actually breaks things down, from all that astrophysicist stuff to stuff that you'll understand.
Like,
right?
Talk to me like I'm a 5-year-old.
Yes.
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 That's what I love.
So he has warnings, Earthlings, an asteroid may be heading for our planet before Election Day. Now, didn't you guys mention Mercury's in retrograde?
Yes.
Yep.
It's probably not going to kill all of us. The famed astrophysicist.
Don't hurt yourself.
I did. I'll do this. Be careful with any word starts with ass. Astrophysicist. He posted a photo of a giant rock that's hurtling towards Earth with the caption, "Asteroid 2018 VP1, a refrigerator-sized space rock, is hurtling towards us at more than 25,000 miles per hour." He does say it could have a brush with Earth right before the election. It may buzz cut Earth on November 2nd, the day before the election.
Perfect.
It's not big enough to cause a lot of harm, but you wouldn't want to be under it.
Yeah, you wouldn't want a refrigerator to fall on you.
No, you don't. There you go.
Okay, thanks.
Look forward to.
Okay. I'll just look up on November 2nd.
Yeah, there it is. Mercury in retrograde. LBF, are you ready to do the challenge again, the crossword challenge?
Yes.
I got one for you.
I know, and I feel like you're evil.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It's going to be a little bit of sun later, 60, and cloudy tonight, 50. It's been cool. Cool nights.
Yeah, 30s. Crisp walking weather.
Don't you love that?
Yeah, I do.
You're going to love tomorrow. It's sunny and 70.
Oh, that's nice.
I've still got some tomatoes I haven't brought in yet.
Really?
I'm taking chances.
You are.
They're kind of small. So I don't want to, they're cool. Too small to bring.
Warm them up a little. Yeah.
Think of that.
Yeah, tomatoes would be small too.
And I got to say, my cucumber is not real big either.
Well, it's all right.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Well, fruit
just
is seems, cold.
That's just low-hanging vegetables.
That really
right
was.
There.
Yeah. So I'm going to just risk another week.
Oh, I don't think you should.
Really, you think I should bring my tomatoes
yes
in?
Bring your tomatoes and your cucumbers in.
Really?
Because it's going to frost them and they're going to...
I know. I'm watching. Yeah. I'm watching.
Okay.
This cucumber is very important to me. I've been working this thing and watering it and everything. Anywho.
Oh, my God.
What?
What sort of thing are you going to torture me with besides what you're talking about now?
Well, it's kind of funny. You mentioned when we were sitting here having our morning coffee, chatting about the weekend... You said that you took on the Sunday Globe puzzle yesterday, the crossword puzzle, and I thought, that's great. You're starting to do crossword puzzles.
Yep.
You're seeing that it's good for your mind.
Yep.
Right?
There's a weird sense of accomplishment.
Yes.
If I'm not going to exercise, I might as well do something.
You have to exercise every part of your body, LBF. So how'd you do?
Terribly.
Oh.
Terribly.
And Dave's no help?
None at all.
Okay.
He's like... Like, I found his kryptonite. Terrible at crosswords.
Really? He's no help at all?
No, he's good at everything. Not that.
Yeah, okay. Would you like to take the crossword challenge again? We did this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. All right.
You got through it.
I'm feeling a little bit vulnerable because of my situation yesterday.
Well,
not doing it.
That's
good
a Sunday. That's a challenging.
That's the show, right?
Like a lot of people use that for like a week.
It's the show.
It is.
It's not the minor league. It's the show.
Do you want to do the crossword challenge again?
All right.
Last time we did this, it took you a couple hours. That's fine because you're doing other stuff.
Okay.
But we gave you 5 phone-a-friends where you could call if you needed it.
Okay.
So do you want to take the challenge?
Yes, I do.
I notice you're going to use a pencil.
Yeah, I need to sharpen it. Do we have a sharpener?
We don't. Where do you think this is?
School.
The big leagues?
All right.
You're in the double A's still.
Okay.
All right, so you can start that. You have 5 phone-a-friends you could use.
Oh.
Okay. That's the Boston Globe from Friday.
Okay.
All right. So, clock is ticking. You can start after this. What's coming up? Dirty Laundry.
What a way to go. Matthew McConaughey's dad. He writes about him in his new memoir, and you won't believe what he reveals. You won't believe
all right,
it.
I'm in.
Why?
Are you starting?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm stumped on the first one.
Oh, no. No.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
Well, you won't believe how Matthew McConaughey's father died, and he predicted it, not Matthew McConaughey, the dad.
How he died?
Yes, how he died.
Okay.
Matthew McConaughey has a book out, and so he's revealing lots of things about his life. And some would say this is too much information, and I'll get to that in a moment.
Okay.
But first, let's discuss Home Improvement Zachary Ty Bryan, arrested for domestic violence. He was booked Friday for choking his girlfriend during an argument. And he's accused of trying to stop her from calling the cops. And you said the thing that's really true. Never let anybody date or hang out with former child actors.
It's just not good.
No.
No.
And I guess he was he's still married? I don't know.
I don't know which kid he was. Was he the oldest or?
Yeah, maybe. I haven't really been keeping up with them.
Home Improvement gang. You'd recognize him. You're like, oh, that kid.
Yeah.
So that's another statistic, and it's kind of a bummer. Mm. Adele is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live.
Wow.
And it's going to be really interesting.
See her.
Because she has dropped how many stone, as they say?
Well, a stone's 14 pounds.
Oh, God, is it?
Yeah.
It's a heavy stone.
Yeah, I know, right?
14 pounds. So she's dropped like 8 stone.
Aren't you glad we use pounds instead of that?
Not really.
I mean, just think about it.
Well, yeah.
Like, all that work you do just to lose
one stone.
Where we, right?
We were like more.
I lost 14
pounds. Yeah. Yeah, you know, yeah. That's,
right?
That's where we got the Brits. Mm-hmm. We're like, we lose weight better. Yes. Or gain it.
No, we're good at gaining.
Yeah. Okay, I want to mention, because I just said this to you, mm-hmm. that today, on this day, in 1973.
The World Trade Center opens.
No.
No?
This film was released.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Yes. The Way We Were, 1973. The first movie I ever saw. I was 2.5 years old. It must have been later. My mother took
me.
Two and a half.
Explains a lot, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
It does explain a lot.
It explains everything.
Everything about you.
I know.
Yeah.
So let this be a lesson to you, parents. Imprinting. It happens.
While other kids were watching Cinderella.
Right. And I was watching Hubble and Katie.
Oh, great.
So anyway.
Explains a lot.
Matthew McConaughey revealing such information.
Yeah.
Memoir is called Green Lights. He has some wild stories. He reveals that his father, James Donald McConaughey, died while in flagrante with his mother,
Flagrante?
Is that right?
Yeah. Let me look at my translator.
I think that's it. I don't want to say doing it.
Wow. Let me look that up.
Definitely sounded classier than that.
Is it doing it in Spanish?
Yeah.
In Spanish. Oh, boy.
McConaughey said, nobody or nothing could kill him except mom, remembering when his dad said, boys, when I go, I'm going to be with your mother. And that's exactly what happened.
Wow.
They had an on-again, off-again relationship, getting married 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of passion.
Hang on.
Obviously too much in the end.
Yes.
Is it right?
Well, you translate... making love.
Ew, don't say it.
Yes, to...
ew, yuck.
Yeah, to...
okay, what
hacer el amor.
What?
One more time.
Hacer el amor.
Yeah. Hacer el amor.
What, is that in Spanish?
Yes. Hacer el amor.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, they were... Mm-hmm. They were doing the horizontal hula.
That's it.
And then that's how he died. So I don't know if I would ever say that.
What?
About your
that
dad.
He died
like
doing,
that's how he died.
Doing
something what he loved the most.
Yeah. Is there a better way to go? I submit.
How horrifying was it for Kay?
Well.
Or maybe that was the point.
Did
She's
he
like,
die
that's
happy?
That's it. I mean, they did have an on-again, off-again relationship.
Did he die happy?
I would imagine. I cannot even go there.
All's well that ends well.
Yes, that's right.
All right. You done?
I am. Are you?
Yes. How's that crossword puzzle coming? You haven't even used a phone a friend
I'm
yet.
I'm stalled.
Look at you.
I know.
All right, 6:52. Air Police. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 6:56. Don't forget. Hall & Oates, your 80s art of the day coming up 8 o'clock. Your first shot, $500. It's the last week for the contest.
Cool.
Yeah. So you had, how are you doing with your crossword puzzle?
I've got definitely things I don't know.
Do you need
I've
a phone a friend?
Not just yet.
No.
I'm going to do some context clues.
Pam's on the phone. She had a little bit of help for you. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
So, LBF, you did the news story. We were not sure how to translate.
How to describe somebody dying while doing it. And I said el flagrante you have, what is it?
Yeah.
It's en flagrante delecto.
Delecto?
It sounds like a Harry Potter spell.
It does.
That's wow. One.
How am I going to die? You will die.
In flagrante delecto.
In flagrante delecto.
Right. Wow. Name a better
How
way
do you
to
know
go.
That?
Yeah.
It's one of those things I picked up along the way, you know, just one of those weird things.
Really?
I know I took Latin back in high school, and I get a funny feeling it's Latin, but I'm not 100% certain. It's just one of those terms.
I hope they didn't teach you that one in high school.
Yeah.
Raise
your hand.
There's a lot of ways to say this in different languages. Post coitum omne triste est.
Okay. Still, name a better way to go for 500, Alex. Yeah, I don't think so.
A serious case of coitus interruptus.
Yes.
So many words, so good. Little time.
A delecto. Okay, thanks, Pam. Appreciate it. 657. Here's Genesis.
We're twisted.
Yeah, you are.
No, you.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
7:15, and going to be about 60 today. Nice, crisp fall day. Down to 50 tonight for your low. Tomorrow, 70.
Yeah, nice, huh?
Not bad at all. And right now, 37 in Boston. That's it. And LBF, how you doing with your crossword puzzle challenge? You haven't even used a phone.
I haven't yet.
Sure.
This is a good one because it has some.
You're
of the
44
things.
Minutes in, by the way.
Oh, I am. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm also doing like reports and like.
Oh
things
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
No.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not just, and I had to go find a pencil sharpener.
Yeah.
So.
Would you like me to subtract 10 minutes?
Yes.
For that? Okay. Fine.
But the thing is, like, this is a good one because it has TV, movies, and Broadway. Like.
No.
Blank Moreno.
That's
Rita
wheel.
Moreno.
Rita.
Hello.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Blank Big Bang
Moreno.
Theory star, Jim Parsons. Easy.
Okay.
Scoop of chocolate, scoop of vanilla.
Yeah.
Like Italian sweet bubbly, Asti. I know that.
Okay, but
who
what
doesn't know
do
that?
You need a phone a friend? You haven't used any
okay,
of your
15 across.
Five. 15
One,
across.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 words. I don't have any clues.
5 letters.
5 letters,
yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Home of Goya's the 3rd of May, 1808. What?
Home of Goya's.
Goya, capital G-O-Y, apostrophe S.
Yeah.
And then in quotes, the 3rd of May, 1808.
Wow. That is tough.
No kidding.
I need a phone a friend.
See?
I wonder if that's around Cinco de Mayo.
Wow.
It's the 3rd of May, so just before it.
All right, maybe. So if you know the answer, we're going to let LBF use a phone a friend. 888-410-1057. Read it again.
Home of Goya's the 3rd of May, 1808.
Okay, five
and also,
letters.
Also, you know, five no, letters.
You want to use two phone a friend?
No, no, I'll figure this out.
Home of Goya's, right?
The 3rd of May, 1808. So it's some sort of history lesson that I didn't pay attention to.
Apparently nobody did.
I'd paid attention to Rita Moreno,
though. Yeah, Rita. All right, 888-410-1057. She's got a phone a friend out there. Hey, some cool stuff at WROR.com. Brian pointed out that there's the 80s Halloween movie challenge.
80s Halloween movie madness. Go to WROR.com/movie madness. It's kind of all the 80s Halloween themed movies paired up, you know, a little bracket challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I just voted on a few. There's some tough pair ups, you know, Beetlejuice, Labyrinth.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
All right, let me take a phone, a friend.
All right.
All right. Good morning, ROR. Who's this?
This is Sean.
Sean, any help for LBF on that?
Yeah, Goya's an artist, so I'm thinking it's the Prada, the museum in Spain, P-R-A-D-A.
Oh.
T?
No, Prado. Prado.
Oh, Prado.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that works. Oh, all right.
Are you serious?
Oh, when you're smart. I thought it was beans.
Gee, Sean. Sean, stick around because she has 4 more phoner friends to use.
Yeah, so. Don't go anywhere. Just put the radio on.
Yeah,
you knew that. That's smart, really good.
Smart guy. Prado.
Yeah.
All right, Sean.
I'm a history teacher, so it helps.
Oh, history.
Okay,
well, see.
There
you go. Thanks, Sean.
Paid attention.
You
Do
are
they teach that, though? That's just one you know.
I missed that class.
He knows the artist.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. Hmm. Well, there you go, LBF. You got a phone a friend. It worked out for you.
Context clues.
Yeah.
That's really, I just didn't know as an artist. I feel bad.
Mm. Now you know.
Now see? I know.
Prado. Hope he's right. You're going with it.
I know. I can't.
In pencil, though.
In pencil.
All right. 7:19.
Awesome shade.
Don't forget, 8 o'clock. 80s artist of day. Hall & Oates for $500. 7:27. Last week, Pat was one of your 80s artists of the day. But today, it's Hall & Oates. And remember, this is the last week to win with the 80s artist today. $500. It is the final days.
The final days.
Yes. You hear that echo?
Yeah.
That's big time.
I'm doing this
big time.
Big time.
Right. Not big time. LBF, how's it going with the puzzle over there?
Good.
You need a phone
Not
friend?
Not good.
All right. Phone a friend.
That's good. Yeah. Okay.
16 across.
You need a phone a friend.
Yes.
Okay.
16 across.
Yep.
Starts with an M.
Mm-hmm.
Four letters.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing more than.
Okay, nothing more than. Don't say it if you know it, Brian. She's going to phone a friend. Nothing more than. Is it T-H-A-N or T-H-E-N? Then.
Nothing more than. Than.
Okay.
If you're following along on our Facebook page, the ROR Morning Show, I just put up the whole puzzle so you can see
you
it
did.
on our feed.
That's the ROR Morning Show,
ROR
Facebook,
Morning
page.
Show Facebook page.
Thumbs up.
So,
okay.
Crossword with us.
Four-letter word starts with the letter M. And
yep.
means nothing more than.
Yep.
You need a phone a friend.
Yep.
Okay, let's use one. 888-410-1057. Help LBF out here. She's trying to beat her previous time.
What was my previous time?
2 hours and 38 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're at 57 minutes now.
Okay.
But yeah, you did. But just
I'm in better shape than I was last time.
Yeah, you seem like you're knocking it out.
Yeah, I'm knocking some stuff out.
All right, 888-410-1057. Four letters, starts with M.
Oh.
Nothing more than.
Yep.
I think I know it. I'm not going to say. Would you like to take a call?
Yes.
All right, ROR, good morning. Your caller, are you calling for the puzzle? Go ahead. What do you think it is?
Mirror, M-E-R-E.
That's what I thought.
Oh,
mirror.
Wow. That's a... Okay.
Does
now
that work?
It feels silly. That's the problem when somebody tells you, like, why didn't I know that? So this is like...
Yeah.
This is a journey, an emotional journey,
ah.
playing crossword puzzles because you feel smart, but then you feel stupid right away.
Do you want to double check? And it won't even cost you another phone a friend. Just double check
double
Pam's
check.
Work.
Okay.
Thank you, Pam. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
This is Liz.
Liz, we're just checking
Good
Pam's
morning.
Work. Good morning. What do you think it is?
I'm guessing the word is mirror. M-E-R-E.
Yep, you're right.
That's what I think
How
it is, too.
I didn't know that.
I just, you know. Elizabeth, you tell her. Why didn't you know that?
No,
I don't want to tell.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
You know why? Wow. It's because it's Monday morning.
Okay,
Monday
that,
morning
yes.
At 7:30.
If,
right.
if you notice that's a trend, why. I always have her do them on Mondays.
Yeah, it's
the
me.
Monday
and
challenge.
He makes me that's do the right. Friday one.
Right. Thanks, Elizabeth.
That is very unfair.
Well, yeah.
But it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it is fun.
Torturing LBF?
Yeah. It's because we like her. Okay,
thanks.
Bye, Elizabeth.
Thank
there you.
There
you go.
Mirror.
Mirror. You have a mere three phone of friends left.
Mirror.
Keep rocking over there. Hey, you guys know today is National Evaluate Your Life Day. Evaluate your life day. Any takers?
I evaluate my life every day, usually at about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And I'm like, wow.
Here,
okay.
When's
say,
taco day again?
Yeah. That's tomorrow, Brian. Today is evaluate your life day. Be honest with yourself. Are things going well? What do you need or want? Or what do you want to change? How's your appearance? Are you?
How's your appearance?
Are you gaining too much weight?
Oh my God! Are you making this up?
No, I'm not. With an honest self-evaluation, you can make big changes to improve your life.
No.
National Evaluate Your Life Day.
You can't. No, that's mean.
October 19th.
I had no idea.
All right, coming up.
All these years.
Dirty laundry.
Shows.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we have to talk about Matthew McConaughey and what he has revealed about his father's untimely death.
Okay.
It's a good
way to go.
Oh,
that's all I'm saying.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
I'm in the midst of this crossword puzzle, and I'm like, I gotta do some work.
You are at 1 hour and 13 minutes.
Oh, all right. Okay.
You're gonna shatter your time. Okay.
All right. Well, Matthew McConaughey is revealing all about his family in his new memoir, and we have exactly how his dad died, tragic death in 1992.
Mm.
But we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Good news, Adele is going to host Saturday Night Live this Saturday. That's exciting.
Well, half of her is going to be there.
Right. Well, the thing about Adele is
Holy
that not
cow.
Only is she extraordinarily talented and beautiful, but she spent the past year losing like all this weight.
You won't recognize
teasing
her.
Everybody on her Instagram.
Right.
It's divorce weight. She got a divorce.
Yeah, you won't recognize her.
She looks like Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I mean, she
that.
Is tiny.
She's, yeah.
It's going to be weird to see her, you know.
Well, maybe on she'll TV. Be fine.
I mean, good for her. It's the ultimate, you know.
To the ex.
I mean, I'm sitting here with my squeezed drink today.
Yeah.
My celery squeezed, hoping to be like the next Adele.
Wow, well, keep it
I
up.
I think you could. Yeah.
Keep it up, Bob.
I'm rolling
is
in
she the
there.
Musical guest, too?
No.
No.
Who's the musical guest?
Her. No, don't.
Wait, so Adele is the musical guest?
But it's not her.
It's not her.
It's her.
It's her.
It's her.
Yeah.
Her, H dot E dot R.
There's a singer called her.
Her.
Yeah.
So it's Adele and her.
Yes. That's
but not,
weird.
But Adele.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Was up first. Before I get to the Matthew McConaughey revealed, Lily James, you know, the one caught canoodling with the married Dominic West last week in Rome.
Cinderella.
Cinderella, not so Cinderella-y. She was photographed at the airport going home to England from Rome with Dominic. They were apparently, people on the plane said they were mugging it up and all that other stuff. And she canceled her Today Show appearance.
Oh, yeah? Doesn't want to face
doesn't
the
want to heat? Yeah, because she's in a movie called Rebecca. Remember that movie, Rebecca, by Alfred Hitchcock? Really good movie.
Vague.
Well, there's a remake, Lily James and Armie Hammer.
Yeah.
What a name.
He's got a divorce, too.
Yes, he's getting a divorce, too.
Jeez. Don't go Hollywood, LBF.
Is she the homewrecker over?
Oh, Lily.
I like Lily James, too. It's really bumming me out.
Homewrecker.
Don't let her work with Dave.
No kidding.
Don't let her work with Dave. Don't go to her pad, either. Don't let him go to her pad.
Lily pad?
Yes. Lily pad. Oh, waka, waka, waka. Get it?
Yeah, I think we all get it.
All right, speaking of getting it, Matthew McConaughey has revealed in his new memoir, Green Lights.
Yes.
Got some wild stories, but the wildest, I think, is that his father, James Donald McConaughey, died while in flagrante delicto.
Yes.
With K.
Mm-hmm. We had a Spanish translation or Latin translation for that earlier. Pam called and told us what el flagrante delicto means.
Right.
It means the best way to go.
Well, so, okay, that's what he said. His father said, boys, when I go, I'm going to be with your mother. And that's exactly what happened. They had an on-again, off-again relationship, getting married three times.
Jeez.
He said that's the way he wanted to go, I guess, and that's the way he did go. But for Kay, that's traumatic.
Kay's the
wife.
Where it happened.
Or part of the plan. They did have a tumultuous relationship.
Did he die happy?
Well, that's what Matthew McConaughey said.
Yeah, so.
I just, you know, I don't know.
Living the dream.
I'd rather.
Traumatic for Kay.
Yes.
But he's smiling his face.
I would like to go after eating like a German chocolate cake. They're like my face in the cake, and then she died doing what she loved.
You can have both.
Eating.
You can have both.
Nah.
You can have your cake, too.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right.
Okay. We done?
You say so.
Yep.
How's your puzzle going over
good.
There?
Good. I'm
going
to get back to the G-rated crossword puzzle. Here we go.
Very good. Do you need a phone a friend?
I think I might.
Go ahead. Throw it out there.
Okay. So.
LBF is trying to do Friday's Globe crossword puzzle. She's conquered one. She's become quite the addict of doing crossword puzzles.
Okay, what about this?
So, let's see if you help her out here. Go
20
ahead.
20 across.
20 across.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 letters.
Six letters.
Second letters are in gamble about. G-A-M-B-O-L. So, gamble about.
Gamble about. Second letter is R.
Yeah, and it's
gamble about 6 letters. G-A-M-B-L-E, like gamble?
No, G-A-M-B-O-L.
Oh, gamble.
Gamble.
Gamble around?
About.
About. Wow. Okay.
Right?
This is going to cost you a phone, a friend.
Yeah,
you got
it's
three
a hard
left.
One.
888-410-1057. If you get this, I will be amazed.
Yeah.
I have no idea. All right. Say it again.
Gamble about 6 letters.
Second letter R.
Yep.
888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. 756. Just 4 minutes away from playing your 80s artist of the day today. That's Hall & Oates. Remember, it's the final days.
The final days.
Hear that? very serious.
All right.
We brought in an echo chamber.
Sounds very
just for
serious.
That. How are you doing with the puzzle? You had to phone a friend for this clue.
Yeah.
The clue again is...
Okay, gamble about.
See, gamble about, that's a fun word.
Gamble. Yeah, I didn't know what gamble
it's
meant.
It's G-A-M-B-O-L.
Yes.
See, it's nothing you wouldn't use.
Right.
It's tricky. Classic crossword puzzle.
I know.
You know.
Evil.
You
evil
thinking.
People
they,
who do
they,
this.
They are.
But
all
not
right.
as evil as the Sunday one.
No, that's... Don't. Just, you know, you'll get there. Okay. But we have a phone a friend. Hi, is this Candy?
Hi.
What's your favorite candy?
Oh, God.
My favorite candy is Mounds.
Mine, too.
Mounds?
Mine, too.
We like Mounds?
I love it.
I love Mounds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No Almond Joys. If Almond Joys were made with dark chocolate, I would love them.
Yeah,
oh, yeah that's
true. But the milk chocolate
they need to go
doesn't,
there.
Doesn't do it for me.
Okay, Candy.
Yeah.
Go ahead and help her out. The clue again, LBF.
Gamble about...
Six letters.
Six letters, second letter R.
Frolic.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, my God. You're the smartest audience ever.
Whoa.
Thanks, Candy. Candy, we're going to check your homework.
No, we just all like to do the globe on Friday.
Candy, want to check your homework? All right, I'm going to check her homework.
Check her homework.
Okay,
thanks,
thank
Candy.
You. All right, Laura, what do you say it is?
I say it's frolic.
We got another frolic.
Frolic.
Is that confirmed?
Yeah, I think it's confirmed.
Look at
makes
that.
Sense.
Yeah, somebody else said frolic, too.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, it's got to be frolic.
Thank you for playing along with us, Laura.
Absolutely.
We appreciate
have a great day.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, man, that's a consensus. But I think frolic it is, right?
I think it is.
Look at
I'm
you
getting
good.
There. I am
getting
there.
There. I love it.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, brought to you by Window Nation to help you beat the cold weather by offering two free windows for every two you buy. For more info, visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today from Fitchburg. It's Jillian. Good morning, Jillian.
Morning.
Well, she sounds very awake today.
On a Monday morning, no less.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
Yeah. It was pretty good. Didn't really do too much, so that's my favorite kind of weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So you're resting.
Cool.
Rested and ready. What do you do for work, Jillian?
So I work at a 3D printing company. So we sell like software to use for machines. So pretty cool. I work admin.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It's very fascinating, 3D printing. It really is. It is. It's the future, right? You thought Dippin' Dots was the future?
Yeah, I did.
No.
It was a bad investment.
Bad investment, no.
Should have invested in 3D printing.
Yes.
You made
anything
interesting?
Yes.
our company in the beginning of COVID, we did a lot for the making the masks and trying to figure out stuff for ventilators and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool.
No, it is cool. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Jillian, well, you ready to play Super Smart for $1,000?
Of course.
I like it. All right. You know how it works. Get all 10 right. You win $1,000. Again, if you're not sure about a question, just say pass. If there's time left on the clock, LBF will get back to it. Are you ready to go?
Yep.
What's 10 plus 5?
15.
On what streaming service does The Crown appear?
Netflix.
Who is hosting Saturday Night Live this coming weekend?
Pass.
What is the name of the overweight boy with glasses in Lord of the Flies?
Pass.
Chrissy Teigen is married to what singer?
John Legend.
What play includes the line, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears?
Pass.
What's the capital of New Mexico?
Santa Fe.
Whose hat featured the sign reading, in this style, 10-6?
Pass.
What name is given to the fruit of an oak tree? In which country would you find the world's oldest golf course?
The U.S.
Who's hosting Saturday Night Live this coming weekend? Anna, time.
You're going to know. Who was it, LBF?
Adele.
Adele.
Oh.
She lost 14 stone.
Okay.
Didn't they say that?
Yeah.
How many did we get?
We got 4 right.
Okay. But a lot of passes, so it means you didn't get them wrong. All right, so you know about Adele. The name of the overweight boy with glasses in Lord of the Flies is Piggy. Not nice. What play includes the line, "Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears"? Julius Caesar. Whose hat features a sign reading in this style, 10-6? The Mad Hatters. What's the fruit of an oak tree is an acorn. So many this year. And in which country would you find the world's oldest golf course? Scotland.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's okay.
Well done.
Those are some tough ones.
Those are tough ones.
I got to say, didn't know. That may not be saying much. I don't know.
But, I was going to say that, but I decided I'd be nice on a Monday. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, you read my mind.
Yes. All right. Wow. Jillian, I don't need this, do I? So why don't you and I just go to Regina Pizza together? No, I can't. No, you got a $50 Regina Pizza gift card. How's that sound?
Oh, that sounds really good.
Yeah, Regina Pizza and Polcari's locations open for indoor social distance dining, takeout, delivery, catering. For locations and more info, just visit reginapizza.com. Jillian, thanks for playing, okay?
Thank you.
You have a great day. Okay, how are the roads? Well, first of all, if you want to sign up, play like Jillian did at WROR.com, do it. And LBF has her game up every day as well to practice with multiple choice. She's busy doing her crossword
puzzle. She's not paying attention to
you
anymore.
Are you done? What's the deal?
I'm almost done, but I spelled something wrong.
All right, fine. WROR, 80s and more. Steve Perry. Oh, Sherry. Oh, LBF, how you doing over there? Your crossword puzzle challenge.
I'm stumped on 2 historical things.
2?
And one that I shouldn't be stumped on, but I am.
Would you like to use a phone a friend?
Yeah.
You have 3 left.
Yep.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so 31 down.
31 down.
Starts with an H and then an A.
How many letters?
4.
So it's H-A with 4 letters.
Dine on.
Dine on. And it starts with H-A.
Yeah.
Dine on.
Dine on.
Okay. 4 letters, H-A.
Right?
I think I know it.
Oh, you do?
But I'm not going to help.
Thanks a lot.
You're going to phone a friend.
you're like when you throw your kid in the pool. Go ahead. See what happens.
Let's see if our listeners can help.
H-A blank blank. Okay. Dine on.
Dine on.
Yeah. I would have said hork.
Are you sure? Well, what would you say? Hey, what did you blank for dinner last night?
Oh, have.
Don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seemed pretty easy. What'd you have for dinner? All right.
Okay.
You want to?
I have one more.
One more. Your final.
If anybody knows
friend.
This, it's all a right. hard one. 11 okay. down. I should know it because you know the patriarchy. No. This woman's place is in the House of Representatives campaigner in 1970. I was not alive.
Okay. Is there any clues?
Bella.
Oh, okay.
A, B.
Yeah.
Blank, blank, G.
I know that one. But
you do?
Yeah. Do you want to phone me?
Hello, Bob.
Yeah. Yes.
What is it?
Who's this?
Oh, it's LBF.
Okay. Yeah. What can I help do for you, LBF?
Can you tell me what this woman's place is in the House of Representatives campaigner in 1970?
Give me a clue.
Bella somebody.
Abzug.
Abzug?
Abzug.
How do you know her?
I just know Bella Abzug.
You do?
It's a history thing. Yeah. Are you done with the puzzle now? Bella?
Yes, I am.
Look at you.
Whoa. I'm done with the puzzle.
Bella. 1 hour, 57
I'm so proud of
minutes.
You do that. A feminist
with
answer.
With a patriarchy. Yeah.
Yes.
Bella Abzug. Hard name to forget, right?
Let the oven feel so cool. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool. Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Okay, it's 8:33, LBF. What's cool?
I have a good thing to do with your pumpkins.
A good thing to do with your pumpkins.
All right.
We're all in.
Yep.
You'll be thankful.
Thank you. Brian?
You know, you think you don't use the things you learn in school. A five-year-old solved a crime thanks to school.
A five-year-old. That's great. And we just played Fleetwood Mac, did we not? We did.
We did.
We played Fleetwood Mac, and they're very happy this week.
Okay.
And they owe some dude some money.
Okay. I'll
tell you why. Coming up. All right.
All right. So this, you know, you can carve your pumpkins, you can display your pumpkins, you can do whatever, but this is a way to bring the family together. Called a thankful pumpkin, and what you do is you take a big pumpkin right about now, start writing all the things around the pumpkin, you know, sort of sentences around what you're thankful for, what you're grateful for, and you keep doing it, and then by the time Thanksgiving comes, you have a centerpiece about being thankful.
That's clever.
Isn't it sweet?
It's very sweet.
I know.
So you write around it in,
yes,
a circle.
In a circle.
Don't just like look at a, like,
I mean, you could do it like, you could
like
do it
yearbook,
any way you want.
But
you could do a yearbook, but the way I saw it looked really cool.
I like that. Go around it.
Yeah.
Thankful pumpkin.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do it.
Don't get one too big.
No, I know, right? Then you're like, oh, it's been a tough year.
Right, yeah. It's going to be a pile of goo by the time Thanksgiving rolls around.
Maybe you go with a thankful squash.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Brian Bell.
All right, so last week, the San Francisco Zoo, their ring-tailed lemur, Mackie, who's 21 years old, was kidnapped.
Uh-huh.
No.
Oh.
No.
But this five-year-old, who I guess was paying attention when they were identifying animals, was at his, you know, daycare and said, "Hey, there's a ring-tailed lemur over there."
That's great.
Somebody called the zoo. So his mother called the zoo.
Yeah.
The lemur had gotten away from its kidnappers.
Mackie.
Yeah. And they called the zoo. The zookeeper came, picked up Mackie, and now Mackie's back.
Is he back?
He's back.
Mackie back in town.
All good.
I love it.
And his little school, they got a nice $2,000 gift from the zoo, and his family got a lifetime membership to the zoo.
That's awesome.
So that's pretty good. Way to go.
And
little five-year-old.
Mackie's back in town.
Mackie's back. Go see the ring-tailed lemur.
There you go. All right, Fleetwood Mac. Check this out. The weekly Billboard 200 albums chart is out. Guess what is number 7, 43 years after it was released? Rumors.
Wow.
By Fleetwood Mac.
Good album.
They can thank Nathan Apodaca.
Yeah.
I hope I said that right. Nathan Apodaca went viral for his TikTok video. Remember, he was skateboarding and he was drinking Cran raspberry juice?
Who doesn't do that?
Right?
Everybody does it now.
And he was singing Dreams on the album. So now it sold 33,000 copies last week.
Wow.
It's a good discovery for
That's
young
great.
People
it's
who
a,
have
or,
it.
Or, yeah, or even a rediscovery. It's great. So dreams come true. Apodaca got a truck.
Yep.
Life, at least a year's supply of cranberry juice, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was from the cran, you know.
No more kidney infections for him.
Yeah, but nothing yet from Fleetwood Mac. I think they owe.
They owe Nathan. Might want to send a little gift.
I would think so. He's got enough juice. He's got a truck. Maybe a new skateboard.
Yeah, that's a good, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just,
why not?
It's a start. There you go. All right, it's 8:37. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, Brian, Samara Smith. Dream on. Hey, mostly sunny today. Not bad, but a high of only 60, down to 50 tonight. Tomorrow, 70. Pretty good. We'll take it. So I was down in our kitchen downstairs, and I ran into our new IT chief, Deb. Deb didn't have a mask on. It was just low slung.
She was alone.
No, that's fine. I don't care. And it occurred to me. I said, "Deb, you've been working here a few months. This is the first time I've seen your face." I didn't know what she looked like.
First time ever I saw your face.
Like, wow, Deb.
I've just seen a face. Good Beatles song, too.
And I thought, should I show her mine? But she didn't seem to be interested.
Yeah, no, she doesn't want to see your face.
No, she didn't care. So anyway, isn't that funny?
You're
working with people you don't know
you
what
only
they
know
look
how,
like.
I know. I love it.
You love it?
I love it. I love the fact that I can cover up half my face.
You like that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's the worst part of my face. My eyes are great. But everything else is just like cheeks and teeth
you
and
know what's
nose.
Funny. So Deb apologized. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm like, Deb, it's really no big deal. We're fine. So she put the mask back up and said, "I think I'm always going to wear a mask
I haven't got a cold, a flu, or anything.
Exactly.
For her, there's no debate.
Right. And
she's going
no
to wear a mask.
Debate for
just
me either, because it covers half debate. My face.
So what would you call that?
The mask.
The mask debate.
The mask debate. There's no debate.
there's
no a song for it.
Yes,
the
there
song?
Is a song.
Here it is.
Where mask, wear a mask. Is this really much to ask? Tie some fabric round your face. Oh, it's the simplest of tasks. At the gym, at the store, don't treat it like such a chore. No, these mandates aren't malicious. All your theories are fictitious. Stop the lies, stop the fights. No one's taking away your rights. All this speculation makes me need a flask. Come on and read some data. All you
Masturbate.
Okay, wear a mask. Wear a mask.
Oh, that's catchy.
That is catchy.
Oh,
wow. You know what? She says she hasn't caught a cold either, so it's not catchy.
I think that, right, exactly. Right? I think that's true. I think a lot of people who normally are kind of sick.
Yeah. There you go.
Get this.
Anyway, 1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, 855. Hey, a couple things we didn't get a chance to talk about today that I thought I'd bring up real quick.
Okay.
There's a criminal in Florida. We could do these every day. Guy fulfilled his lifelong destiny. 37-year-old guy named Lawrence Crook.
Oh,
he was arrested for being...
a crook?
Yeah. Yep. Mr. Lawrence Crook was arrested when someone spotted him stealing a small dumpster and some bags of stuff from a condo complex. So they caught the crook.
Yeah, but he was stealing trash.
He was.
That's recycling.
He was charged with larceny and posted a $300 bond to get out of jail. Are you stealing from a small dumpster? I guess you can't do that.
You can't steal from a dumpster?
I didn't know that.
That's dumpster diving. That's what you do. It's
that's
fun.
That's what the crook
one man's
for.
Trash was another man's treasure.
Yeah.
No?
I think he should appeal.
The crook is going to jail. So there's that. Also, a town in Italy has two residents. That's it.
Really?
And they both will wear a mask in public, even when they see each other. Only two people in town.
Really?
And they're still wearing masks.
It's in Italy. It's serious over there.
It is. So.
Well, someone will put your head in the oven if you don't.
And you know what's gotten big with the COVID?
What's that?
Pinball machines.
Oh, I read that.
500% increase in pinball machines. For home sales. People want them in their house.
Isn't that
great?
Yeah, that's really
that
true. Yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd be fun. Hey, if you have time today, go to WROR.com. You can hear the entire show and our podcasts. Some fun stuff today. LBF, you knocked out that crossword puzzle
sure
in
did.
Under 2 hours.
I got to get today's.
Yeah?
Oh, boy.
Did that.
Got the fever.
Yeah? So check out anything you missed on the show on podcast. Plus, there's a great matchup we're doing. Halloween Movie Madness, kind of like a, you know...
like a March Madness, but
yeah,
Halloween movies?
But it's Movie Madness. And you go ahead and fill the bracket out.
Oh, I got to do that right now.
The grand prize is going to be a $100 gift certificate to Apex Entertainment.
Fun.
Marlboro, you can head out there. So if you have some downs...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.